the funds out that is already in the bank to utilize. That's what the main purpose of the debit aspect is. It's completely different from credit, because credit is something that is borrowed against the institution. Now, right now, a lot of people are trying to download or upload all these different things with a card. Now, two things could happen is A, which I really don't care how it's done. A, the card is actually uploaded by either a programmer or a banker. Now, if it's actually uploaded by a cloud base, what they do is they take funds that are not accessible in different banks and load the card up through a cloud base. So what they do is they have a contract with VisaNet, and they agree upon, yes, we're going to load up X amount per month or whatever, per day or whatever it is. The most VisaNet will load up in a single charge is 500 million euros. So they're pretty open to this aspect. Now, the two different ways that it's loaded is either a 201 or a 101. And either those two things, a 101 is an online aspect that's just done through online or through POS, or any kind of terminal-based system. Now, a 201 is very similar, but it's a six-digit, and it allows you to download only through forced transaction, which means you have to be you're pushing the sale through without having the checks being done by VisaNet, because it's a debit. They're taking funds out. And there's another way, which is a converted one, which they have a 101/201 six-digit master code, four-digit slave code that the bank coincides with. Now, the only issue that I have receiving these and downloading with the banks and everything else is the loader itself, they have to have the funds loaded origin from an account that belongs to them, or they have the authority to upload from. Any good programmer can go into any of these heritage funds, pull the funds out, and upload it, which is real funds. But the problem is, the funds all really belong to the loader. It belongs to a different entity. They can't draw, either coming out of Deutsche Bank, UBS, some banks in Vietnam, etc., etc. Now, I don't need a loader to load some funds that is not there as accessible, because I have programmers. I have a MicroVax system that I can go in and download myself and then upload it to the cloud base and then shoot it back to any kind of account number. The way we know that a lot of times it's not stolen or taken down, if the chip itself corresponds with the number in the card. So even if it's a 201 download or a 101 download, when we have a physical card, the smart chip inside will let us know the program is not on the tape itself. All the card until a certain time, about 23 years ago, it was a tape process where you can write up whatever you want information on the tape, as long as you had a recorder-based system called DLC-1. Now you have a chip, which is a satellite link-up aspect, a smart chip that allows you to know where the card is positioned at all times. Now, not just being a transitional point, but at the point of sale or transition, or any kind of POS processing unit. The only thing that a lot of people are doing is they're actually getting VisaNet server cloud-based cards because they want to avoid taxes. They're trying to pull money out legitimately from their own account, heritage fund, interest-bearing funds, whatever it is that they cannot monetize, because Visa allows you to upload not just M0 but also M1s. Now, if it's that case where the loader owns the account itself that the money is being drawn up from, and it's not just merely a cloud basis, that I don't really care. We can download all day long for you. And because for them to monetize it, it would cost them the same aspect, because to monetize M1 to M0, it either has to be through humanitarian program or some kind of trade platform that's been approved by the EBC, European Banking, European Central Banking. So a lot of people say, hey, we have an, somebody who could upload. I don't need an uploader. I can actually take a million different accounts that doesn't even belong to me, and I can upload all the cards and download. The problem is after a certain time, when they catch that on, all those things falls under fraud transaction. The Visa will not cover it. It actually goes to terminal base, which will be the bank itself that has processed. So people won't see it immediately, but about a month and a half to 3 months later, they will see it. And when millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars gets charged back, then it gets passed over to a different kind of three-letter, authority to try to track these people down. I'm just trying to simply combine point A to point B to help you guys monetize to cash out as much as you could from your card. So as long as there is no recourse, there is no charge, there is nothing that shows me that it's actually done illegally, either it can be done two things. One is a complete blast screen point of transition upload, which will let me know where the server actually got the funds drawn from to the cloud base, and then from that point drawn down to the card itself. And the thing is people say, yeah, we can put money in your card. You're right, because what you're doing is you're not reprogramming the chip. You're just uploading into that 16-digit either MasterCard, Visa, or American Express that you're actually loading up onto the card itself. Yes, if you do offline and process 201 forced transaction, it's going to go through. It will pay out because the computer doesn't know if it was stolen or whatever for that matter. But there will be a recourse a few months later, and I don't want to deal with the recourse because at the end of the day, I don't need to be dealing with people that are taking money without authority. So they have not just this, they have a mirrored aspect. They also have smaller banks that don't have the ability to upload, but they convert it from credit to debit and sell it off to loaders as well. Those things, I don't really care, long as it's legal. As long as it is perfectly legal, I can send you a letter that I got, for example, when we put it through from ECMU, they'll run the card, they'll tell me flat out, this card has been loaded correctly from an account to the cloud, to cloud, to the card. As long as that is set in motion, I don't really care about anything else. Okay? But it can't be something that says, hey, give me your card, I can load it up. You know what? Give me your card. If you want to prepay me, I'll load up all your cards at 10 cents on the dollar. But if there's a recourse, that's not my problem. But that's what exactly is going on right now. So a lot of banks and a lot of places are cracking down on these things because at the end of the day, all it comes down to is fraud and theft. And I have a relationship with 9 different banks, and I'm not going to lose my money or anything else because I'm trying to make an X amount of commission. When I transact, and let's just say I'm downloading a 201 or whatever, I'm not a complete idiot. I don't pay the banks 45% because I have that much money cushioned in their account. So I pay them approximately maybe 25 to 30%. So there's a large margin for me to pay myself and the broker, and everybody else is in the mix. But if I'm making, let's just say 10%, if I do this 10 times and if one of them is fraud, I'm back down to zero. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if I'm making 10% profit margin and it's just one time that downloader took a fake cloud base and downloaded to a card and we process it and Visa and they paid us out and later on they find out it's fraud, my entire month goes to crap because the 10 transaction I did is too busy covering the loss that I have, which is 100% instead of making 10%. Assuming that it's the same amount that we're transacting every single time. Now we have right now within the 9 bank structure where they will do a download up to $249 million for every tranche that they do. So since we have these banks, we can do up to 500 million euros per card per day. Because that's the same ratio that it takes for VisaNet to upload as well. So if you have a bunch of, principal loaders that are loading these cards, and they're programmers, hackers, please, lose my number. I have plenty of those people. I can do it myself. I can do it on Microvax system. I can do it in whichever Linux system. I can do it in open. I can pull it down from any other account and do the same thing that the loader can do, plus Alpha. This is what I do. I'm a programmer, and I've been a programmer over 30 years, and I can probably go into every kind of system that you guys have. So I don't need somebody who knows less than me giving me bogus stuff, because it's not worth my time or effort. But if you can give me legitimate ones that has been uploaded and has origin of funds, that people are trying to move their money from different banking institutions that has a restriction basis, and they rather do it through these credit cards or debit cards rather than monetizing through a bullet program or humanitarian program, I will help you every step of the way to make this experience as smoothly as possible and as prosperous as possible. Do you have any questions?
Mr. Wayne?
No, I don't have any questions. I'm good.